Today, we will be reading Matthew chapter 24, verses 29 through 51. Before we begin reading, let's pray. Lord God, I pray that you would speak to our hearts today. Lord, I pray that you would bring your word alive. Help us hear what you are trying to say to us. Help us have open hearts, that we will be open and receptive to your message, and that we will listen and follow and obey. Lord, I pray that you would just prepare our hearts now to hear your word, to understand, and that you would grow something out of what we hear today. Lord, we pray all of this in your name. Amen. Matthew chapter 24, verses 29 through 51. Immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then all the peoples of the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Now, learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill. One will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this: if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Who then is the faithful and wise servant, whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time? It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns. Truly, I tell you, he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But suppose that servant is wicked and says to himself, my master is staying away a long time. And he then begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with drunkards. The master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he is not aware of. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Okay. Today, we once again look at the second coming of Christ, something that has not yet happened. It is something that we will see sometime in the future. We may be alive, we might not be. We don't know. But what we do know is this: it will happen. And we can trust it because Jesus says it. The Bible says it, and so I know it is coming. And so, several things. One of the big things that we see throughout this passage, especially at the end, is that we don't know exactly when it will come. But we do have signs. We do have some sort of idea that he is coming back and it might be soon. And so he tells us, just like we can look at the fig tree and see when it starts to have those leaves, okay, it's summertime. He says, read the signs of the time. Look around and know that it could be happening any time. And we need to be ready. Now, there are several things that he points out. If you look again at verses 30 through 31, he talks about when he comes back, all the people of earth will see that he is coming, and they will know this is the true God. But for many of them, it will be too late. They will have missed their opportunity to believe in him. And he will send his angels to gather all of the ones who have chosen to follow him. They will gather all of the ones who are his and leave those who are not his behind. But we don't know when that will be. And the last half of this chapter really stresses that. We don't know the day or the hour. We may know that it is coming soon, but I don't know when it's going to be. It could be any time. And so, what does he tell us to do? Well, in verse 42, he says, therefore, keep watch, because you don't know when it's going to come. But just because you don't know doesn't mean you can just say, oh, then I'm not going to worry about it. He gives examples. He talks about, if you knew when someone was going to break into your house, you would be awake and you would be ready for them to get them out of there and to keep them from stealing your stuff. He gives another example of a servant. And a good servant is always ready for his master to come back at any moment. A bad servant thinks, oh, my master will not be back for a long time. I'm going to relax. I'm not going to bother doing what he told me to do. I've got plenty of time to get around in my job. Right now, I'm going to do things my way. I'm not going to worry about the master. That's a bad servant. And when his master comes back, oh, that servant is going to be in big trouble. The same way the Son of Man, Jesus, will someday come back. Now, he uses the word, the Son of Man, throughout this. What on earth is that? Well, in an Old Testament prophecy, the Messiah was referred to as the Son of Man. And so, Jesus is saying he, as the Messiah, will come back. And so, that's what that Son of Man is talking about in this chapter. He tells us, though, that we need to be careful. That just like that servant wasn't watching and ready, and wasn't doing his job when the Master came back, we need to be watching and waiting and ready, so that at any time, if Jesus comes back, We don't want to be caught unaware. We don't want to be caught not ready for him. So what does this mean? Well, I think there are several things. First, understand at any moment we could stand before God for our final judgment. Whether it is that he comes back the second time, or whether it is that I die this afternoon unexpectedly, he could come back at any time, or I can meet him at any time. Either way, I need to be ready. And the first step of that is believing and following. Some people start to believe and they say, oh, I want to be a Christian. I want to be a follower of Jesus, but I'm not ready yet. I'll do that later. We may not have later. You might not have another chance to decide to give your life to Christ, to turn over your life to him, to turn from your sin, and trust and believe him completely. There is only one way that we can get to heaven. We cannot be good enough. We can only do it by believing in Jesus and accepting his death as the payment for our sins. And so we need to do that now. Don't wait. If you have never made a decision to follow Jesus, I pray that you will do that today. Don't wait. It might be too late if you wait. If you have made a decision to follow Jesus, are you ready? Is there some sin that you're holding on to, thinking, oh, I'll stop this sin later. I've got time. Let it go. It's just destroying your life. I've seen that. I've been there. And I know that sometimes there are things that we want to do that disobey God. But we need to let go of whatever it is that's keeping us away from God and turn to him and not wait. Sometimes it's easy to think, oh, I have plenty of time to get right with God. Whether it is we are committing a sin or we are simply just not close to him. And I think that is easier for us to do and for us to ignore. That when I sin, I know it's wrong, God convicts me, and I can't keep doing that. But what's more scary and more dangerous is when I get my eyes off of God and don't even realize it. When I get busy with life, with my job, with my family, with whatever, but I get so busy with that that I spend less and less time with God. And I need to be every day spending time with him, every day close to him, waiting and watching for him to return. And so maybe it's not some sin in your life, but it's simply that you don't have the close relationship with him. Or maybe there's something that God has told you to do. You see, there are two types of sin. There is a sin of commission, where I intentionally do something wrong and that breaks God's laws. That's one sin. But there is another sin, and that is the sin of not doing something that God told me to do. When my children disobey, there can be two ways they disobey. Either they do something I tell them not to do, or they don't do what I tell them to do. And maybe that's what God wants to look at in your life. Maybe there is something that God has told you to do that you haven't done yet. Don't let him come back and say, I told you to do this. Why didn't you do it? I told you to share Me, with your friend, and you didn't. I told you to tell this person about me, and you didn't. Why not? So whatever it is, take a few minutes today to pray. And ask God to help you see, is there anything in your life that you don't want to be there when he comes back? Is there anything that you need to change so that you are ready if he comes back today? If he comes back tomorrow? I don't know when it will be. Neither do you. It could be any time. And I and you need to be ready. We need to be watching and eagerly waiting for him and living each day as if maybe he'll come back today. Let's pray. Lord, we want to be ready for you. So Lord, speak to our hearts today. Show us if there is anything in our lives that we need to change, whether it's to stop doing something that we have that we've been doing, or to start doing something that we need to do, or whether it's just to make that very first turn and repent and come to you for the first time. Lord, whatever it is that you are telling us to do, I pray that you would help us to do it and not to wait and not to put it off, but to be ready for you to come back at any time. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.